500 episodes, Frank.
500 in the words, immortal world words of the immortal Rick James.
Who?
It's a celebration.
Who? Rick James?
Rick James.
Who's that? A footballer?
No. No, Rick James, the musician. Super freak.
Oh, him?
Yeah.
Okay. I know that
it's
song.
It's a celebration. I'm Rick James.
500 episodes. That's amazing that we've reached that many. I didn't think we'd get past the first two.
And he only discovered this yesterday.
I did. Actually, we've gone over. We've done 502. But, what a milestone. What a milestone. To say we're not
banging out content every day.
A little grayer. Yeah. Stop that. I can't tell with you.
No.
Cheap shot.
A little a little longer.
Yeah.
Another cheap shot at you.
Yeah. Yeah, 500. Honestly, when I looked at it yesterday, I had to look at it again because I haven't really been paying attention to how many episodes we put out. And we suggest doing things to each other and then go,
what?
We've done that. We've done that already, haven't we? I know someone the other day was like, why are you guys not covering this? And it was like, because we did it like 2 years ago. Go back, go further. There's plenty there for you to get your teeth stuck into.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's all downhill from here.
It's all downhill. It's not downhill. The only way is up, honestly. Although, you know, when I looked at the amount of episodes that we've done, we've still got a lot to cover. There's still so much more we can do. So,
And the ideas going through our heads are just rapid fire. It's just how we set it up.
Yeah.
You know, we still want to do the episodes of, movies your kids shouldn't be watching that are geared toward them. Stuff like that, like the stuff that scared us as kids, it still scares us. I mean, we still want to do, you know, other movies to talk about. And of course, our members are giving us suggestions that we just have to put on the back burner because they're so good. And like other suggestions are coming in at the same time.
Yeah. Yeah. That's the thing. I mean, you know, we have to be kind of, we get so many suggestions for shows. We have to be kind of, you know, honest with people and just say, look, there's a way of getting your kind of recommendation through, which is the membership. And that's not just so that we can earn from that and keep the channel going. It's just genuinely an efficient way of channeling ideas through. Because if not, we'll just be inundated. And we still have a number of member episodes to do. We're going to record It Follows and Return of the Living Dead 3, I think, this weekend. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
So those will be dropping next week at some point for you. Probably Sunday, actually. No, not Sunday. Maybe Monday. But we may do a live on Friday as well. We'll see. We'll see how we're prepared.
I plan on seeing. And I guess this. I asked you this question last night.
Did you? when?
Or even another question. It was either I was going to go see on Friday Monkey Man.
Oh, yeah.
Or The First Omen. But something tells you The First Omen's going to be a letdown.
I don't know. I've no idea. I don't know anyone that's seen it. I read an article today on the way in Variety, I think it was, that said that it only just scraped the R rating. It was going to be an NC-17. But that wasn't to do with gore or horror or anything. It was to do with the female anatomy.
Oh, I'm going to go see that.
I think it's. I think it said it might be like a birthing scene or something like that that's in there. So it almost got the NC-17, but they must have argued their case and got it through.
The old John Landis. Yeah, we changed it, and then they never did. Because the censors just, excuse me, forgot all about it.
Yeah.
Said, okay, that's good.
Well, they just submit things to them, and then because I shouldn't say, I'm not going to go anywhere. I know some of the backdoor tricks that have happened before on this, but you know, I won't say.
like people like Sebastian and and Brandon Collins. You know, they both said, "Well, Sebastian, he's going to go see Monkey Man, and Monkey Man looks amazing from Brandon Collins."
Mm.
But well, I just don't like how we go back to prequels all of a sudden.
Yeah, and also it's the type of thing that, you know, for a mainstream multiplex audience, when you look at that trailer, I think we spoke about this before the other week, doesn't look incredibly appealing to a kind of mass audience, I don't think. Yeah. The original one was more contemporary, and I'm not, you know, kind of knocking people for not being, you know, for not widening their net. But young people today, when they see a trailer and it's a kind of religious film that's set in the early 1900s or whatever, then whatever. It was set like 1940 or 50 or something like that. I can't remember now.
Before we were born.
Yeah. Then some people will automatically be put off by that. And especially not knowing what the rest of the franchise is, because it's been so... I guess, you know, not really talked about a lot over the last 20, 30 years. Apart from our circles. Mm. You should say hello to people, and I'll check, see, because we've had a few super chats here, so I'll get those together, and then if you say hello to folks.
Sure. Chester's here, Power is here, Debbie's here, we got Jay Beach, ZC Kroll is here. Hey, what's going on? Cody Snyder is here. Hey, Cody. K-Rock is here. RJ is here. Richard Webster is here. Michael is here. Thumbstick Warriors is here. Richie Rich is here. PJ is here. Brandon Collins is here. And Davey Deathray is here. Hey, Davey, what's going on, buddy? Keep going down. Shamrock Balls is here. Airborne Rockers here. Tiona's here. Mark is here. Matthew's here. Gary's here. Raf is here. Mark is here. Tom Atkins' ass is here. And let's see. We got Good Real Hunting. Brett is here. Kingslayer is here. Logan is here. Keep scrolling down. Get some more people. Scott is here. Debbie Bloom is here, which I probably said already. Rich Famous is here. And seems to be about it so far.
Cool. So first,
Wade F. Wilson.
He's here as well.
Coming in still. Vanderhoff is here. Evil is here. Chad is here. Hey, Chad, what's going on, Chad, buddy?
Chad's got a new channel coming along.
Yeah. Brooke is here and Eric is here.
Okay.
Jordan Tucker.
Couple of shout outs first. Chris Bradford upgraded his membership to tier two. Thank you, Chris. Very kind of you. Cody Snyder has been a member for 21 months, a VIP Ooh. Member for 21 months. Thank you, Cody.
And longer than most marriages.
And says 500, baby.
500.
Good Real Hunting. Has that message just disappeared? It has. Good Real Hunting sends in a message as well, a membered message, and says, Frank needs to give us 500 reasons why he hates Scream for me to believe him.
Okay, how many... Can I say it sucks 500 times?
Scott Bainey sends in a super chat and says, congratulations on 500 episodes. Here's to 5,000 more. Cheers, everyone. Ooh. Thank you, Scott. Very 5, kind 5,000. And I think...
That's a goal.
Did we get another super chat there from Good Real Hunting? I think it slipped off my screen, but...
Teota.
What did you say?
Teota goes, Darren, who's Rick James? I'm out.
I don't know. For 500 episodes, Good Real Hunting says, sends you $4.99, says, for 500 episodes, more importantly, for two awesome content creators and friends, thanks for all you do for the horror community.
Thanks.
Thank you very much, Brett. That's really kind of you. Thank you.
It's because of you, buddy. It's a collaboration of creators.
It is. It's, and we all feed off each other as well. Before we continue, I just want to say a content creator, a horror content creator, a guy called Dave Oliver, sadly passed away at the weekend. I had seen some of his content, mm-hmm. and I'd seen that a few people that we know had collaborated with him as well. I didn't know him personally. I'd just seen, you know, some of his shows. He's a British guy as well. So that's kind of really sad. I just wanted to pass on our condolences to his family, because there's been a lot of people speaking up about him over the last few days. And it's really sad. It was really sudden. And, you know, he was making content just a week or so ago and
shocking.
Gone. So, you know, our sympathies go out to his family. And really sorry to hear that news.
Yeah. Yeah. He's done some great content. I was watching him, which is weird. I was watching him like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Just trying to catch up. And,
yeah,
you know, it makes you realize that no matter how young or how old you are, that you could have the time of your life and then all of a sudden, blink of an eye.
Exactly.
Yeah. You're gone. Yeah. And somebody you knew too. That's why I take every time and every moment I have to just the people who matter in my life to just give them a hug if I'm able to. Tell them how much they matter to me, because you could not get that chance.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's always things left unresolved, isn't there, Darren? Mm-hmm. Always.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Like, especially if they owe you money.
On that note, Jordan Decker sends in a $199.
But in all seriousness, you know, my condolences.
Jordan Decker sends in a $199, and he probably would have laughed at that, seeing his shows and seeing the type of guy that he was and the sense of humor he was. And I watched an hour-long tribute to him today, which another content creator put together, Rock God 2004. He put a reel together today with some of his episodes that he did with him, and they were funny. They were really funny. He didn't mince his words. So what you just said then, I'm sure he would have had a giggle at. Jordan Decker sends in $199 and says, "Happy 500th, you sexy mofos."
Oh,
thank you, Jordan. Thank you very much. It's really kind of you. Evil Monsterism says, "Scream 4 has a good night atmosphere at times. That's all about, I'll say, positive about Scream."
Okay, Evil. If you are, you must have been watching it in the dark.
I didn't mind Scream 4. Anyway, Davey Deathray's here and says, "So sad to hear. I hadn't heard of him until this happened. Got to appreciate every moment and every day we're gifted. Life is so damn precious." Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. Very sad. Very sad. Thanks, Davey. And Shamrock says he's still waiting for that hug, Frank.
I'll give it to you. I'm going over in like 6 months.
David, come and join us at For the Love of Horror.
I'm a hugger.
You can collect your hug and your badge then.
I like a good hug. who did I mean? I'm not going to give his name, but I'm not a short guy. Darren's a little taller by me. Everyone thought, you know, it was going to be vice versa. Well, Blake and Ronnie thought I was like 3 foot tall standing on my chair.
Yeah. Like a hobbit.
Yeah, I met a gentleman at Monster Mania, and I gave him just a reach around.
Yeah. A reach around?
Yeah, a reach around. And I don't know, but every time I give somebody a hug who requested it, I feel like I'm Ed Norton in Fight Club with Meatloaf. You know,
yeah. Oh, what was that film now with was it Along Came Polly with Ben Stiller when he was playing basketball with that really hairy, sweaty guy, and it was good.
he was a risk adjuster.
Yes.
And he shook his head and all the sweat came off.
Chester says, "Good afternoon, Darren and Frank. You guys have got me through many and I'm reading the wrong one here. Good afternoon, Darren and Frank. Congrats on 500 episodes. You guys deserve it. Many more to come. Cheers to you both. Hope you had a good Easter." Thank you, Chester.
Thanks, Chester.
Cheers.
One of the originals.
Yeah. Let me just do that.
Old school.
I can see that. Yeah, Chester's been with us a long time. And Wade F. N. Wilson says, "Happy 500. You guys have got me through many a night shift. Likewise, Davey Deathray, Dave McRae, and Barry. I can't thank you all enough." No problem.
You get
buddy.
Us through it, buddy.
Yeah. Yeah.
People like you.
Gene says, "Why is there a number on the left bottom of the screen?" Gene, that's how many people are watching at the moment. So we have 74 people watching. It's a cool little widget that I found, so I can just see without going to the YouTube page exactly how many of you are here.
Brandon Collins. I'm not a hugger at all. There's always one. Or if I came up to you, Brandon, I said, it's okay, dude. You're going to be like, get the fuck away from me.
Was your ex-wife a hugger, Brandon?
Don't open that door. I'm biting my mouth. My tongue. I can't go there.
Cody says, I hook Darren. He's a big mofo and apparently doesn't skip leg day. Everybody assumes I'm small. You see those Michael Myers masks there? That's the full size of them. Look how big my head is in the size of that.
They're like finger erasers for pencils.
Debbie says, I'll just take a hug, Frank. Yeah, Brandon Collins says, Philip Seymour Hoffman sitting his pants in that movie. Yeah, yeah.
No, he sharted, remember? I got to go home.
A classic actor like that. And, you know, one of his movies he bowed out on, he sharted. Brett Patrick says, happy 500th, guys. Naked Gun episode was great. Will you guys cover the sequels in the future? Thank you, Brett. And Brett sent a nice message yesterday that...
Thanks, Brett.
And showed me a picture of his Naked Gun DVD, which was signed by, I think it was signed by Leslie Nielsen and Priscilla Presley.
And a convict.
It was in a big condom. But no, thank you for the love with that Naked Gun episode. We had a lot of fun doing that, and Airplane. I think I enjoyed doing Airplane more so, but both episodes have done really well considering we're primarily a horror channel. It's good to kind of, you know, we'll do the next two episodes will be horror, and then maybe we'll look at doing, you know, something else that we haven't touched on, non-horror. Mm-hmm. What else have we got here? Brandon says she got all the hugs. Okay, we'll not go there anymore.
Congratulations.
Batchit Scary says that's a big melon. Yeah, I'm a big guy. Von Rock says I need to stop watching you guys. I've bought Naked Gun Collection and Airplane yesterday. We should be on kickbacks from Paramount, right?
At least get the Zaz on here.
Kingslayer says Darren is taller than Kane Hodder. I think I am. I'll let you know in a few weeks because he's actually at the con I'm going to in May. So I'll have my photo done with him and then we'll see. We'll put the whole Kane Hodder height thing to bed because I'm 6'1" and he reckons he's what, 6'4" or something?
I don't know.
6'3" or something like that.
Are you going to broadcast live and you're going to just be like,
down on the shoes.
Hey guys, it's Darren. Let's go under the table and see what's there. You just go underneath, you lift up the curtain, and you're like, I knew it. And then all you guys, your just ass is sticking out from underneath the table with Kane not knowing you're underneath it. And then he looks down. Can I help you?
Yeah,
oh, just looking at your shoes.
Yeah, I don't want to mess with him, but I will try and get somebody to take a photograph of me and him and get everything in. Do you know
those
what I mean?
Yeah. Those gloves do not leave fingerprints, do they?
No. Jay Beach says, are you guys ready for the return of Axel Foley this summer? Beverly Hills Cop 4. Yeah. No, absolutely. Yeah. I'm very much excited about it.
If it's probably going to be something like, you know, coming to America where it's just for pure nostalgia.
Mm. Yeah, no, I really enjoyed the trailer. I've read reports online that the test screenings have been going really well. So, yeah, I hope he just kind of kicks back. I hope it's R-rated, unlike the Coming to America movie that he did recently, which was kind of a bit sanitized, wasn't it?
Yeah.
So it'll be interesting to see how that turns out. David Diggs.
Hey David,
that's a new name. Congrats, Darren and Frank. I discovered your channel last year and have really been enjoying your content. Thank you, David. That's really kind of you. Cheers.
Stick around.
Yeah.
Hopefully we can, own up to it.
Yeah. Actually, if there's anybody else that has never, ever posted a chat that watches us all the time that we're probably not aware of, say hello in the chat. Let's see how many new people we can see in here today. That'd be really interesting.
Just put hi. That's all.
Yeah, just put hi. Okay, Dustin Pritchard sent in a super chat. I'm trying to see it. And then deleted it.
Dustin, if you just do an at.
Yeah, yeah.
And we'll get that question. Let me just see where that
was. I can't see it, but he sent in $4.99.
Thanks, man.
Thank you, Dustin. Let me just see if I can find one of his other messages. Yeah, there you go. You need to wear the turtleneck, Darren. Oh, there was another one here. It says where he says, "I had a turd yesterday that was taller than Kane Hodder."
Depends on what you eat.
Logan Reynolds. Hey, Logan says, "I found you guys by simply searching Halloween review, and I've laughed more in the last month than I can ever remember. Can we get some H4, H5 Loomis from Frank as part of the celebration? Thanks."
Oh. Okay. Let's see.
Throw it out when we're not expecting it, rather than putting you on the spot.
Okay. All right. Like a reaction to a question.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Let's see what else comes up.
Six bodies, Sheriff. That's what have I seen between here and Richmond. A filling station of flames. I tell you, Michael Myers is here in this town, and he's here to kill that little girl and anyone who gets in his way. So what the fuck are you going to do about it? I'm leaning over the desk here, and I wish I could just strangle you. Get the deputy. He seems like he's gun-toting.
This is a deleted scene?
Yeah. Oh, I can't work with this guy.
Mrs. Riker's there, look.
Mrs. Riker should be working. You should be working. I told you not to come on when I'm here by myself. Yeah,
when he's performing.
Yeah. Malika Card. She's probably like, what's all that stuff in my bedroom? Nothing.
Yeah. Malika Card's probably quietly watching Licking His Chops for a reason to send a cease and desist letter.
I'll see you in court.
Davey Deathray says, it's a 4-hour drive.
Yeah, he could do that better there. I can't do the Cockney. It's a long jowl, right? Response. Wow.
If you don't find him. Brandon Collins sends in $5 and says, Darren, I've had the theme from Long Good Friday stuck in my head for 4 days now. Great movie. Thanks for putting me onto it. Watch it, Frank. Frank watched it. What did you do? Watch it on your watch or something, on your phone or something like that?
Watched it on my watch.
Yeah, just... This movie's shit.
I didn't say it was shit. I was just like, eh.
It's a great film. Honestly, so many people, after I put that video out, reached out and said, why have I not been watching this before? So many people in the Facebook group said, I'm watching this tonight, and then fed back afterwards. It was great.
Yeah.
Got so many people onto it, and we'll do it again next year.
I mean, if you watched Oscar, you can't go to Long Good Friday. It just doesn't compare. Nothing compares after Oscar.
Yeah, I suppose that's true. Matt Bailey says, love the channel. You guys are awesome. I enjoy every episode. You and Dave McRae make me laugh. Love it. Good job, Frank and Darren. Congratulations on 500 episodes.
Thanks, Matt.
Thank you, Matt. Very kind of you. Did we see anybody else in here that said hello that we haven't met before? Folks, if you haven't, I saw somebody wrote in there that please like the video. Yeah, that would be great if you could, because there's like 82 people watching at the moment, and not too many people have hit the like button at the moment. So it would really help us if you could do that.
Oh, Sebastian, hey, I could do that too. Yeah, K Rock, get out now. what is it? Please, Jamie, please. Remember that from part 5?
Yeah.
Go home.
Dustin Pritchard says, for my super chat message, I just wanted to say thank you for the content. Congrats on 500. Oh, it's gone. 1 second. Congrats on 500 and getting me through some tough times. Frank, say root vegetables and cherry blossoms.
Jamie, I see you're still on cucumbers. You ever think about the real thing now and then? You know, like just right down the road. I'll even bring some cherry blossoms.
You know, last night I was doing a little bit of washing up, and my wife had bought some washing up liquid, whatever you call it, the
dish soap, whatever.
Dish soap, yeah. And I had a little moment to myself because the flavor was cherry blossoms.
And really?
I picked it up and I looked at it and I just went, just very quietly to myself, I just went, cherry blossoms.
We should do that from now on. Maybe my next D&D is going to be an actual tree. Is that tree diseased? Remember that from Who's Harry Crumb? The oranges keep falling.
And I realized I was turning into Will Patton for a second. I just thought, I'm having a Will Patton moment. I better get off to bed.
You went upstairs and you recorded while the dishwater was still running and everything. Because you had to come out here and go, cherry blossom. For the old crow across the street you can't get any from. Why not soak your member in cherry blossom dish soap?
Jordan Decker says,
flavor.
We got to see Darren's office set up. When do we get to see Frank's?
It's going to just be the bed.
Yeah, thanks for the feedback on that, guys.
It was good, Darren. Very good.
I was going to ask you this, Frank. Given we're 500 episodes strong, and a few people have asked of late, quite a few people actually have written and said, I'm thinking about starting a podcast. How do I do it? This, that, and the other. That's one of the reasons why I did for the members. I put a members video up of my setup and talked people through the equipment that I use and how it all works and everything. And I was going to say to you, what advice would you give to somebody who wants to start doing this? Because there's quite a few of our members that are you know, tinkering with the idea at the moment. What advice would you give them?
Don't be afraid to mess up. It actually makes you seem more human. There's a lot of people out there who try to be as professional as possible, which is good. You can do that. But if you're starting off, make mistakes. Feel nervous. Get it all out of your system. I mean, I still come on here and Darren and I are just, you know, sometimes we can't get it out of our mouth what we want to say. It's easier when you record stuff and edit.
Yeah.
But doing live episodes, and you got to realize too that either though a lot of people may not be watching you at first, there's going to be a lot of people watching you as you get bigger. Mm. You know, you get 10 people to watch you and then it doubles to 20. And then pretty soon you're going to be on your 500th episode. And don't be afraid to take criticism, because there's a lot of people who come on here that say, Frank and Darren, you suck. It's like, okay, well, what can we change? You're gonna start out small, and yeah, don't get licked by it. You know, pick yourself up by your bootstraps and keep going on. Talk what you want to talk about, even if it is politics. You know, if you just want to talk, well, if they're going into that kind of realm.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, and don't be afraid to discuss. You know, I'm on here, you know, talking about how much Scream sucks. And I really do feel that way, but I'm not afraid to say it, because there will be people that come in here and just say, Frank, I think Scream's the best thing. Don't be afraid of other people's opinions, and don't feel like you have to conform to theirs. Hmm. It's more genuine if you're yourself.
Yeah,
just and have fun.
Be yourself. Start small. You know, don't go out and, you know, we've built up our kit over the years, and so thanks to you guys, we've been able to do that to bring a better quality of presentation. I think that start small. Don't spend any money to begin with, because you don't want to buy a new laptop, microphone, mixing desk, monitor, all that kind of stuff, if all of a sudden you're two episodes in and you get cold feet. So Frank and I just started with our laptops. We just literally started talking into the microphone on our laptops. And we started as an audio podcast. So I think we did around about maybe 50 episodes of an audio podcast before we made the jump to YouTube. And yeah, be yourself, but don't take yourself too seriously. That's one of the things we've learned, is just have a laugh. Talk about the movies, have a laugh with them. Movies are really hard to make, and sometimes we really kind of stick the boot in, but it's always in jest. It really is, you know. We always kind of try and find the best in the films, and that's why the episodes are called The Best and the Worst. Just don't take yourselves too seriously, because that's when people start getting aggy with you. There was a guy the other day, I'll tell you this story. We did the Naked Gun episode, and this guy put a message in the... Are you all right there, Frank? Someone trying to break in?
I'm having a major rainstorm here.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I felt like I'm going to go to Oz. The place, not the prison.
There was a guy in the chat the other day, not in the chat, in the messages under the Naked Gun video, and he wrote down, hey, why not leave out the bland chat and just play the clips?
That's the, you know, I like that stuff.
I just laughed and put, who invited the people's poet to the community? Come on.
Thank you, Oscar Wilde. Yeah.
That's funny. Oh dear. So people do. There was another guy the other week who said something as well, and it was just like, we don't get many comments like that, but when they do come along, I just laugh at them. And you know, because it's one comment in well over 500 episodes and well over a million views that we've had on this channel, so it's it just doesn't bother us whatsoever. And the 99.9% of the comments that we get are just fantastic and so supportive. Every now and again, you get a dickhead who's just doing a drive-by. You suck. And then carries on, you know.
Here's the trick. Here's the trick that Darren does, ladies and gentlemen. I'm actually going to tell you a little secret. He doesn't know I'm going to tell everybody this. But every time we get a negative comment, he assumes they're talking about Dave McRae. Just get on with it. Oh, he must be talking about Dave. That's what we're gonna say now, all the negativity that comes in. Oh, you must be talking about Dave.
Forward them all to him.
You two guys suck. Imagine if you said that to Dave. He's gonna be like, what do you mean two guys? He's talking about me and Tony.
Oh dear. Evil Monsterism sends in a member chat. He's been a member for 3 months now. Thank you, Evil. And says,
that's a shame.
I want H14.
He's always busting my chops, this guy.
He says, I want H14 with H14? Yeah. What's H14? H14?
No, when it comes out.
Oh, I see. Right. Okay. Yeah. Okay. With Darren calling Myers a bloody wanker. That's a very British term, isn't it? Yeah. Isn't there like a scene in Air Force One or something where someone gets called a wanker and it just really grates?
And Tango and Cash as well. Remember that? What's the guy? Yeah. He's like, you fucking wanker.
Well, that's Brian James, bless him. He's passed now. And he was an American, wasn't he? Or a Canadian, maybe, I think. Trying to be an Englishman in that film. Yeah. And it's
a posh Englishman.
But it's terrible. Up yours, arsehole. You ain't worth a toss.
How about you, pretty? How could your brother throw? You get an ear, know what I mean?
Shocking.
Well, he had the teeth for it. Bad shit scary says, keep the bloopers. We all love that shit. Like Frank verbally.
I've started compiling them now.
Oh, shit.
I've started with the Naked Gun one the other day. Whereas Frank's, was it Airplane? Yeah, Frank's favorite character in Airplane wasn't in Airplane.
It's my worst.
Chuck Connors was his favorite character. Now, Frank, that's Airplane 2. Is it? I chose you didn't watch the film before we did the show.
I've seen it so many times.
Tiona says, Frank, the motivational speaker, great advice.
Thanks,
Sebastian says, love the energy you all bring to the platform. You're my favorite channel in this community. Thanks, Sebastian.
Batshit loved when I... Oh, yeah, there it is.
Batchett says Jaws the Revenge was a classic episode, Debbie.
I didn't know she died.
Yeah, that was a funny episode.
Horribly.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I know. Bless her.
Midnight. But you kept you didn't stop me. You literally just let me keep on going. And like he says, it was like a car crash happening. You just sat there and you were watching those videos of the cars sliding down the icy hill, hitting other cars. You're that guy sitting there in the lawn chair just recording everything.
It was fun.
Yeah, let's laugh at a poor little dead girl.
Midnight Woodsman. I watch his channel all the time. He says, good to see you guys thriving and hitting milestones like these. So many great episodes.
Thanks.
Thank you, buddy. Cody says, guys, I got to take off. Love you all. Andrew, hold it down.
Love you,
thanks,
Cody.
Cody. Cheers, buddy.
Cody's ripped.
Yo, Cody's just, yeah. Yeah. He's little pocket rocket now, right? He's huge. Well, stacked. What are you laughing at?
We got a different term over here for a pocket rocket.
Shamrock Ball says, that's how I found you guys through your audio episodes 3 years ago when I started decorating my new house. Wow.
Ooh.
It's coming up.
Are you still on it?
Have you finished?
Yeah.
It's coming up to 4 years now. Wow. It'll be 4 years in October we've been going. So, yeah, it's quite a while. Jordan Decker, I love how the TSL community can joke and laugh at and with each other. Yeah, of course. We've always been that way.
Life is short, guys.
Yeah.
Laugh at it. Have fun.
David Irwin says, hey, guys, I've seen you live and just wanted to say congratulations. I can't stay, though. No worries, David. No worries at all, buddy.
Nope, we're always here.
Thanks,
David.
Do what you got to do. K-Rock sent in a super chat. Let me just find that. There we go. Congrats to the Brit and the Beard. How about Darren doing welcome home? Check out the Entity episode if you want to see me say that word. Again, we also need Necker Frank and Darren Figures. Yeah, for those
Bendies.
Of you, yeah,
we need Bendies.
There's a we've got 100 people watching. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Mega guys. Appreciate it.
The Entity, the final word. Oh, it just dropped to 97. As soon as I said that, people dropped out.
Oh, he saw me.
Entity, one of the final words in the film is the ghost dropping a C-bomb. And we talked about that in the Entity episode if you haven't seen it. But I'm not going to repeat it on this channel because we'll just lose any monetization, I think.
If you guys want to fast forward to that part, it's where the clip of the door is opening. And then you'll know that's where Darren actually is talking about it.
We've got it again here. I try not to be... Aaron Click says, I try not to be too serious, but some of the jokes in Airplane haven't aged well and really are kind of gross, namely kids and sexual jokes.
You know what, Aaron, if you want to get a good laugh, and this is how I picked up as one of my best moments is Joey in the cockpit. Go to first time watches for people in Airplane. And every single one of those first watches go to when Captain Over is there talking about gymnasiums and grown men naked and everything, and see the reactions of people watching it. It's hilarious. And there's one channel, I wish I can remember and give a shout out to him. I think it's a husband and wife, and the husband knows that part's coming up, and he just sits there and looks at his wife to see how she's going to react. It's the best thing.
It is. Oh. It's I mean, I don't know what you're saying. The film was a PG over here.
Yeah.
I think it's a 12 now. I know what you're saying, Aaron. I think for a first-time viewer, people might be slightly shocked, but because it's something I've been brought up with and saw on the screen when it first came out, I'm kind of numb to it, and I just go along with it and laugh at it. And, you know, we're never going to see jokes like that again. It's a shame. But times have changed, I guess. Can I say it's a shame? Yeah, I can. I can. Yeah. I stand by it because it's
free speech.
It's so ridiculous and so silly. And it's one joke. It's
censoring art, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a machine gun of gags, just one after the other. And some of them are a little kind of off color and some of them aren't. But, you know, it's all part of the movie that people say is the greatest comedy of all time. So, yeah. But I get what you're saying.
Oh, really quick, Darren, when I went to go see Kong, Godzilla X Kong, the local AMC I have, and I'm sure it's done with other AMCs. Ladies and gentlemen, let me know if it's done at your AMC. They show old movies now and then for like, you know, $3 or something like that. They're going to show Blazing Saddles on the big screen, which I thought about going to go see, but then I was going to bring my wife, who I asked her. I said, "You want to go see an older movie on the screen, an experience?" And it was The Neverending Story. She automatically said, "Hell no, I'm not going to go see The Neverending Story on the big screen again. Are you kidding me? It traumatized me back then. You think I want to go see it now?"
I'd have picked a better film than that, Frank.
You would have wanted to go see Neverending Story on the big screen?
I was never a fan. I think I was probably too old when it came out.
Is it depressing?
12 or 13 or something when it came out. I was watching Zombie Flesh Eaters when that came
out. Oh, something, a family movie.
James B. sends in a super chat. "I clicked because of Halloween. I stayed because of you all's passion. Big congrats on 500. James. Thank you very much,
thanks,
James.
Buddy.
Really kind. Michael Myers said, sorry, I burped then.
He speaks.
Yeah, Michael Myers speaks. He says, "Tango and Cash Brit accent was fabulous." Oh, with the grenade in his mouth? Me and my mate at school, when that film came out, actually I'd left school when it came out, but me and my mate, we also used to joke about that. Alex, friend of mine, "Bloody dad."
Oi.
"Bloody dad, ain't it?" Yeah.
Tarty Tango.
Chester says, "I love the best and worst of the Halloween videos and the best and worst of Christine. I like the top horror movie scores you guys did. Congrats again on 500 episodes. You guys deserve it." Thank you.
Thanks, Chester.
Sebastian says, "We can't have kids making Frank and Darren toys make out." Oh, the NECA figures, right? Okay.
Yeah, but what accessories would you have on yours? I mean, mine would have a beard come on and off. It'd be short, and
glasses. I don't know.
What shoes.
Shoe. Oh, different sets of Nikes. Yeah.
And Maker's Mark bottle.
Should I show my shoes?
You guys want to see Darren's shoes?
Let me just. I don't know if I can.
Michael
do
Myers this. Ever been in a Turkish prison? Oh, yeah, the weather in England is the same over here.
I have them all in boxes, look.
Look at that. But that's just a small percentage, right?
Yeah, I need more boxes. So, I'm working on it.
Do us a favor. Go into the closet and show Zoe's purse collection.
No, I'd get into trouble.
Would they all fall out like the Uncle Buck closet?
No, she's a lot more tidy than I am.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Evil Monsters says, "I want to hug Frank and whisper in his ear, what's your favorite scary movie?"
They'll be like, "It's a punch to the face."
Duke's got to go. See you, Duke. Got to go.
Hey, Duke.
Enjoy the rest of
Thanks
the stream.
Thanks for stopping by, buddy.
Has my chat... oh, yeah, and it's caught, I think.
Hey, Gustavo, how are you?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Don't forget about those naked gate statues, Darren. Neverending Story.
The well endowed ones, right?
Who else have we got here? Frank comes with cardboard cutout. Darren comes with tea and crumpet. Well, crumpet means something different in the UK sometimes. So, yeah,
this is supposed to be like a biscuit.
Well, no, crumpet is a.
Like a cookie?
It's like a, how would you describe it? It's like a kind of muffin type thing with holes in it that you warm up and put butter on. Like a kind of pancake. But also
it's a pastry.
It's a slang word for a hot chick.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
So if I say a saucy crumpet.
Yeah. Or if you went into a bar, a friend of yours might... I shouldn't be saying this is kind of really sexist, but if you went into a bar, a friend of yours might come up and say, "There's some right crumpet in here."
if we said ripe, we would be like, whew.
Not ripe. Steaks. Not ripe. Right. Some real.
Oh, I thought she said ripe. Sorry, I went to the Brian James school of English.
Copyism.
Yeah.
Brandon says in $2 and says, Darren has more shoes than Imelda Marcos. You know what? I bought another pair today as well for my vacation, but never mind.
When it comes in, you automatically know what it is, right?
What, my shoes?
Yeah, because it came in the package and everything that.
Yeah, yeah.
See, I order so much stuff, I don't even know what's in the package.
Really?
Oh, I ordered some stuff, double some stuff, because I forgot I ordered it. And I would get something from Fright Rags or NECA or Trick or Treat. And it's like, your items have shipped. I was like, items? And it's the same thing. So I'm going to we'll use them for the raffle next time.
Yeah, yeah. I think I missed Michael Dammit. Michael Dammit sent in a member chat and says, congrats on 500 episodes. Time flies. It does, doesn't it, Michael?
It does, Michael. Yeah. It does. Michael's a great supporter.
He is. Very good. Look at this. A lot is endowed as a concrete dildo. Darren's standing on a mound of shoes. English muffin, says Debbie Bloom. Batch It Scary says, like a bread sponge. Yeah, that's a good description of it. Andrew Rawlinson says, Crumpet is a good looking woman. Or a side piece. Sebastian says, it's a muffin, I think. Dustin says, I feel like I need a shower after Darren made that sentence. Listen, I was explaining the meaning. Dustin, come on. Sebastian says, I'm going to use that as a pickup line, Darren. Thank you. Oh, dear.
Over here? Yeah, stay in the accent.
Yeah, and don't say ripe either. Batshit says, that's the Yorkshire in Darren, right, Crumpet. Yeah, it is. That's the Yorkshire in me. Yeah, definitely.
See, we would
Brandon over here. You can read that out, Frank.
Smells like a whorehouse at low tide.
Oh, God. Thomas's English muffin, Frank. Do you not know that? Is that something you get in the US?
Thomas's English muffin?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's our Egg McMuffin, too.
Yeah, it's kind of like that. Yeah. But
I think I get it now.
Batshit's description of it is the best that I've heard. It's like a sponge. It is. It's like a toasted sponge.
I like seeing, there's this show, I don't know if anyone's seen it on YouTube, it's called Jolly. Okay. It's two English blokes going around the country of the U.S. and trying different foods. Like, they automatically love Southern fried chicken, love the macaroni and cheese. And they give these kids, they come back over to the U.K., and all the kids in school have uniforms.
Yeah.
Ties and vests and everything. Mm-hmm. It's got to be boring because there's probably no guns at the school, which is a requirement to get in. But they try out a biscuit. But our biscuit is a bread.
Right.
It's a piece of bread. But for them and you guys, it's a cookie, right? It's like a flat wafer.
Yeah. But no, biscuits are cookies for us.
Yeah, so we say this is an American biscuit.
Yeah.
And
why do you call it that?
Because it's a biscuit.
Okay. Yeah. Maga says, Darren, your audio's low. Okay.
Well, you sound fine to me.
Yeah. Does anybody else think I'm low? Chester says your audio is low. Did I just knock something? Try that. I'm just wondering if I...
Brandon Collins. I'll get up all of them nook and crannies.
Keep talking, Frank. I just want to do something.
Okay.
Keep talking.
Rumham says, congrats on 500 episodes, y'all. I've been watching since right after age 45 and I started watching earlier. I would have met you all there. Oh, okay. Yeah, we were around. I want to know, because I think Sean Clark actually said he's working on it. Don't quote me on that. I think he did say something. He was actually pushing. And Darren, I think you actually heard this too. There actually may be an H50, and that's going to be it.
As far as...
the convention.
No, as far as Sean's involvement, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
If they continue, still make money. They're still going to keep going. Yeah,
well, there was... We still have the... Halloween 45 Facebook page, and Ryan Friedman, the producer, actually wrote on there, and he put a poll on there and said, would anybody like to see a Halloween cruise? So doing the same thing, but on a cruise ship?
Could you imagine Dick trying to sign?
Yeah, all these old timers throwing up everywhere.
Who did I make it out to?
Yeah, I don't know. It'd be interesting, but you know, 5 years. I'll definitely go to the next one. I think I was thinking, because I think there's a Friday the 13th one. Is it next year? Which could be fun. Maybe we'd do that. And then we'll talk about the Scream convention when that comes along.
You should actually come over here, Darren, and actually see the first camp. And stay in it with me. You want to go camping with me?
Will I get a hug?
You could be on the bottom bunk and I'll drink a whole bunch of water. You don't want to go in the woods?
No, I'd like to see it. What's it called?
Nobby Bosco?
Nobby Bosco, yeah.
I live about 20 minutes away from it. I don't even know the name.
Yeah. You're 20 minutes away from it, are you?
About that. Maybe 30 minutes.
You should get some photos and put them on the, you know.
Oh, those Boy Scouts are worse than the mafia.
Oh, yeah. You don't want to be caught with a camera around summer camp, do you?
they'll make, you know, they're pretty ingenious at making weapons out of things they find.
Yeah. Whenever I come over next, I'd definitely love to see it. Was The Burning filmed around there as well?
I can take you some good places, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, we can go see the Big House, you know, from Big.
Okay.
We could see the bridge where, that's the George Washington Bridge. I mean, we could see where Sly Stallone was thinking about suicide at the end of Copland.
Oh, yeah,
you could see that.
You could see that. All these picturesque places where horrible scenes in movies have happened.
Yeah, only in Jersey. And I can show you the freezer where I store all my stuff for work.
Great.
Come on in.
Brandon says, I'd totally do some Jack and Rose shenanigans with Kathleen Kinmont if it's a cruise. What's Jack and Rose? Oh, the Titanic. Okay, got it.
Ozzy did the same thing. He did mimic that for Ozfest.
Did he?
Yeah, where he had Jack. He was laying down naked, and it was Leonardo DiCaprio with the scenes of him drawing Ozzy naked. And Ozzy goes, "Hurry up, Jack! I'm losing my boner." and they said, Leonardo DiCaprio's character Jack says, "I'm done." And he pans out to the sketch. It's just a hard knob.
Oh, that's only drawn.
Yeah, drawn.
I like the way you use the British word for it there. Knob.
I'm catching on.
Brandon says, yeah, he said he's going to do H50, but he's done after that. Yeah, yeah.
Why not? Yeah.
Sean Clark, Shamrock says, Sean Clark's house and collection is unreal. Yeah, I watch those videos that he does. Yeah, I mean, I don't know how big his house is.
He's going to have to move.
Yeah, can you imagine, like, God forbid, if something happened to the house, you know, you have a flood and, I don't know. I've got to tell you this story. I don't know if I told you this
earthquake.
Before, but a friend of mine who I go away with on holiday once a year, he lived in a flat. I think I've told this before, but he lived in a flat, and He didn't turn up for work. He worked at the same place as me. He didn't turn up for work. And I rang him and I was like, where are you? What's going on? He said, I can't, I'm not coming in because my flat has a leak. The lady that was in the flat above him had left her bath running and gone to work. And it was just overflowing through the ceiling, through the electrics, into his apartment. I keep saying flat, forgetting. You guys know what I mean by flat.
Yeah,
right?
you mean a woman too.
And it totally destroyed his apartment and everything in it. His TV, his books, his vinyl, everything were just totally knackered. Totally his carpets, the electrics, just everything was... I said, did you get anything out of that? Did you manage to save anything? And he wasn't insured either. So I said, did you manage to save anything? And he went, yeah, one thing. And I went, what? He said, my porn. And I was like, your porn? And he said, yeah. And he kept his porn in like a long plastic sealed container thing, like Tupperware or something. You know what Tupperware is?
Yep.
And apparently when he got in, everything was trashed and his porn was just floating around on the wall.
By the graces of God.
That was the only thing that he got out with that place.
It would also be funny if the cat was sitting on it too.
Bless Gary.
You want to talk about flooding?
We want to talk about flooding.
I have another story about flooding at my old house.
Oh, go on.
I wasn't home. I was working a night shift, and if my wife is in the chat, she knows this story. I get a call from my mother and says our house is on fire. She had to call the fire department because she, all of a sudden, she's seeing smoke throughout the whole house and smells stuff burning. I had three dogs at the time. So it was my mother. My parents were separated. My dad wasn't there. And my grandmother next door, because it was an in-law suite. And my grandmother was bedridden. So we had a servant's door that separated from one side from the other. And the fire department was able to break that open and get to my grandmother. Carrying my grandmother, and of course she's hitting the fire department for getting her out of bed because it doesn't seem this is absurd. You know, the places get on fire all the time. What's no different than this? So she's slapping the fire department, you know, put me back into bed. So they put her in the fire truck. All my dogs are out outside. The fire department are more interested in petting my dogs before going into my house. So every time they go in and out of my house, they're petting my boxer and my other dogs. And my mom calls me and says, our house is on fire. And I said, okay, you know, is everyone good? And she's like, yeah, everyone's good. And I said, well, how did it happen? Well, I took a shower and everything started smoking. I said, look in the basement. The fire department didn't even look in the basement. They opened up the basement, the cellar, and the whole bottom floor is flooded because of the amount of rain we had. She took a shower. The furnace got flooded. And anytime she turned on the hot water, it would steam and smoke.
Oh, really?
And that's what they were seeing.
Ah, so it wasn't smoke. It was steam from the water that was
coming through the house and everything like that. And, yeah, I was like, yeah, the basement's flooded. You took a shower. Christ. I had to use a sump pump to get all out and dry out the furnace. And you just caused the furnace to get all wet and cause steam.
And the fireman was really concerned. They were more
petting the dog.
Petting the dog outside.
and trying to not get abused by a bedridden old woman.
Happy Sanjo sends in $5 and says, is this channel Happy locked in, or is the best and worst format and style where it stays for a while? Where do you want to take the channel? Ooh, interesting. Thank you, Happy, for the super chat. We're always thinking of new ideas. I was thinking about an idea on the way to work about getting into a more kind of, we've talked about it with Dave for a while now about maybe having a kind of more regular thing with him. We've just never come up with the right idea for it. But I had an idea today, which maybe I'll discuss with Frank and Dave, and maybe get Barry involved as well. But I think, you know, the best and worst of thing, it kind of works. So I'm sort of the mindset of if don't fix what isn't broken, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah.
But we still, you know, we still like to do or try all sorts of different things.
Movie reviews and everything. And yeah, and, you know, it doesn't have to be a best and worst of a movie. We could do the best and worst of a category, which we have done in the past.
Yeah. Yeah. We did think about one the other day, wasn't it? The best. We have done the best of something and the worst of something, haven't we?
We did.
Halloween openings or something, didn't we?
Yeah, we did that. We also did Michael Myers takedowns, best and worst of that. And I think also we did. Didn't we do our favorite weapons used in movies?
We did, I think. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think what I want to do is just have more fun with certain films, and I think that doing the Airplane and Naked Gun, we had a lot of fun doing that stuff, although one person thought it was just bland. But no, I want to look at maybe we should do some really shit films.
Ooh.
and do best and worst of the really, because I think, you know, the more fun we have with a movie, and you can have more fun with something that's not as good than you do with, it's kind of more serious when you're talking about something that everybody loves. But yeah, maybe look at some really kind of old shitty 80s action films and do something
like that. Roundhouse 2,
Megaforce. Someone asked us to do Megaforce the other day. But anyway, for discussion, thank you for that, Happy.
Thanks.
Chantel says, so happy for you guys. Congratulations. Wow, 500 episodes. I remember listening to you for the first time during lockdown, the Friday the 13th episode. I thought, wow, these guys are just like me. Yeah, that was like our...
Somebody called the doctor. Chantel's going off a rocker.
Yeah, that was like our third episode, I think, in lockdown.
Oh, we hated it. We hated that movie.
Yeah, it was something... Didn't we do like an audio one of... Why we hate Friday the 13th?
Yeah.
We did. Yeah. Wow. And I remember Chantel was, it's been with us a long, long time.
Mm-hmm.
No, that's great. Thanks for your support, Chantel. Cheers.
Yep. Did you get Pat's super chat?
Pat's super chat. One second. Where's Pat's super chat? I didn't see it, but I see it now there. Yeah. Thanks, Pat. Pat says, congratulations on 500. Thanks, Pat.
Folks, thanks, Pat.
If you haven't checked out Pat's channel, Pat, that Halloween movie collector, him and Brett and Joe Moody do a fantastic job over there. And they're consistent with their content as well. It's kind of it's every other night. I don't know how they have the time to do it. And it's all live stuff mainly. So, you know, they have a lot of fun over there. So definitely check them out. We had a good time with them at in Pasadena earlier. Oh, back end of last year. So, and we'll be seeing them again hopefully in October too.
Yep, I'm going to see him this month actually, and the rest of the guys at Chiller Theater.
Oh yeah, you're going to Chiller, right?
Yep. I think I'm going to get Charo's autograph.
Who?
Charo Gucci.
Who's that?
She's like a I don't know how to explain her. You wouldn't know her anyway. You have to look it up. Chimichanga.
Charo. How do you spell that? Charo?
Charro, I think. But
is this the back 60s to the thing?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Vince Hackett.
Oh, Vince Hackett.
Charles
Davis.
Charvo?
Yeah, that's her.
Charo.
Her name's Vince.
Wasn't Elvis in this?
I think so.
There's
maybe
an Elvis film called Charo.
No,
1969.
Charo.
Charo.
She's a flamingo.
Oh, her.
Yeah.
Oh my God, she's there. Why is she there?
Why not?
What was she in before? In was she in a horror film or something?
Well, because it's an all retro convention.
Was she in like some Russ Meyers thing or something like that?
I don't know. Still looks good.
She's 73. All her husbands are dead.
Oh, okay. Let's move on from that. Could you imagine her saying, I saw your chat, that English, I can't even do her voice. That English chat said, oh, my husbands are dead. Gucci, Gucci. Back to the retro sign wants to know, would I have a meal with Jon Bon Jovi or a Scream marathon? Oh, God. Darren, I think dinner with Jon Bon Jovi, I think.
Thought going into this with the cogs wheeling around and everything. Look.
Would you sit with him as he's smiling at you?
I heard his new song the other day. I thought it was terrible.
Yeah, the fucking shit-eating grin he always has.
Legendary. Awful.
He looks like an old lesbian.
Oh, good God.
He does.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the final episode of the Slaughter Lounge Movie Podcast.
And that's going to be on Frank's new channel if you want to continue the discussion.
500 and out.
On Frank's new channel, it's going to be men who look like old lesbians.
Chad Prosser says congrats and you guys are awesome. Chad. Thanks, Chad. Chad's starting his own new channel. He did have a channel, but he's going to have another go at it.
He has a problem with the freedom of speech.
Yeah, yeah. So check that out soon. I'm sure that'll be coming your way. Christopher McCullough sends in $2 and says, Thanks, Chris. A best and worst of past episodes. Review, blooper, etc. Yeah, I've started collecting the bloopers. Some of them I really have to bloop. I've started to collect them now so that eventually we'll have like a half hour episode of some of the outtakes. Some of the episodes we record, like Airplane, we recorded for like 50 minutes. But when we put it out, it was only like kind of 39 or something like that. So we do kind of trim them down. And a lot of it is sometimes we do make mistakes or we pause and double check things on Google or something like that. So there is always kind of content that you guys don't see, particularly where the Flash Gordon audio episode was.
Oh, Halloween 3?
Oh, no, it was Halloween 3, wasn't it? Not Flash Gordon. Yeah, yeah.
That was all.
Yeah.
If we only had a visual of that.
Do I have it? I've got the full uncut audio. I mean, we haven't talked about this for a little while, but... for those of you that don't know, we recorded an episode of Halloween 3, and this was the second or third episode we'd ever done. It was an audio episode, and Frank had this great idea of every time Tom Atkins gets handsy with someone, we would take a shot. But then at the last minute added in every time the Shamrock theme kicks in, we take a shot as well. By the half an hour point, Frank had done a whole bottle of Jim Beam, and was vomiting live on air.
I told you I had to come back. I'll be right back. I got to go throw up.
But and in the background,
but behind this wall is my toilet, so you can hear me.
So we had to do it in two takes. We had to. We had to do it in two takes. We had to do it like one half of the film one week and then the next half of the film the next week. So we just got nowhere with it. It was a mess. It was an absolute mess. But I did edit it all down, so it's kind of one sort of...
clean cut.
No, it's not even that. It's quite coherent for a while, and then it all goes off the rails, and then we pause and bring in the next session we recorded. But... it's still out there, folks. If you want to hear it.
Yeah. There was a point where Darren couldn't see me except for my hand going up and waving goodbye.
And I just remember the dog. Frank had obviously, because he'd been ill in his beard, The dog was licking his beard and cleaning it up for him.
I didn't even know. I didn't care.
Yeah, yeah. Chantel says, I remember listening to that episode. It was so funny. It was a disaster. I thought it was the end of everything. I really did. I thought that was it. We're not going to get anywhere now with this idea. But no, we fought back.
We should do another one like that where you take a shot of something.
Oh, God.
And do it live.
You're joking. We did it on another channel, didn't we? Did we do it on, like, Phantom Empire or something like
that?
Where we were drinking with them or something? I can't remember now.
New idea. Let's get through this.
Eric M. says, have you done best and worst of a director? Of a particular... We could, you know, we've done a lot of Carpenter's films. I don't know how much you guys want to see us talk about Village of the Damned and what's it called? The Ward and Invisible Man. Does anyone cover that ever? I don't know.
No.
I mean, like, it's...
I mean, even Elvis, you're kind of like, it's Kurt Russell, thank God.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, look, Sarah's like, I'm going to listen to it now. It's only on audio.
Jordan, like a phoenix rising from a spew-covered beard.
Yeah, yeah. Aaron says, oh, that makes me feel ill just hearing about this. My hitting the hard liquor hard days are over. Oh. Yeah, it's I don't know. I was fine. I just soldiered on. But Frank, I think he heard the Shamrock theme too many times. I think he heard it a lot more than what it was actually
there it
playing.
Goes again.
Yeah,
we got to the halfway point. We got to the point where we saw Tom Atkins' ass, and that was it.
I think we got somewhere around I threw
up right after that.
The issue was though that you were there's clearly a number of scenes in Halloween 3 where he's slapping asses and all that kind of stuff. But you were taking a drink every time he like touched someone's shoulder or something.
Well, because there was a squeeze.
Andrew Rawlinson says, "Remember, Darren, nobody can handle alcohol as well as the Brits." True, it's true. Although Pat and Brett can give you a run for their money.
Oh, remember when we saw them at the what is it called, the Tug House, the Tag House, whatever it was. The Tug House. Whatever it was called, they had those big glasses filled up to the ceiling of beer.
Oh, they were drinking Yards of Ale or whatever.
Yard House, that was it.
The Yard House, the Tug House. You never took me there.
Ooh.
K-Rock says, I think Cody Leach covered Memoirs of an Invisible Man. Yeah, I think I saw something recently.
How did he go through it?
God almighty, that's a terrible film, terrible film. Darren probably drives a tiny box sedan with an irritating high-pitched British horn and it goes at 20 miles an hour. What? It's my car's like Chitty Bang Bang.
I thought you drive a Robin Reliant.
I actually don't have a car. I did have a
car. You don't need one.
I don't need one. My car sat outside my house for so long that people were knocking on the door and getting worried about me because it just didn't move. I travel into London every day on the tube, and then I live in an area. It's a kind of seaside town, whereas everything is on my doorstep, you know. At the top of the road, there's everything from funeral directors to barbers to coffee shops. I just don't need and I don't go in shops either. I don't go in shops. So
you're like your own village. I'm going to call it a village. Is like Dr. Brown.
Kind of, but I never go in shops. Like I'll go out with my wife and we'll walk down the high street and I stand outside and she goes in. Because I can't, I don't like the whole, I don't like being harangued in shops, okay? So, pet hate of mine, it's kind of like a get off my lawn thing.
Yeah.
If I'm in a shop and I'm looking, I want to be given the time and space to look at something.
To peruse.
Yeah. I don't need some kid coming up to me going, good afternoon, can I help you? No. Just fuck out a minute, will you? I'll let you know if I need help. I don't need people trying to upsell me, trying to, you know, just get in my space while I'm trying to, you know, look at what I want to buy, trying to make a decision. Yeah. So everything I buy pretty much is online now because I just can't stand people in shops.
I am one of the few men and husbands that will go into Victoria's Secret.
Yeah, you would, I'm sure.
And nobody bothers me. See? Can't see the line.
Can't see the line, can you, Russ?
Yeah, all the other men are standing outside. Look, I'm like, I'm going in.
Batshit's got it right. I get you, Darren. Fucking lurkers. I hate them.
Fucking lurkers.
Mobile phone shops are the worst for it. You go in there before you've within half a mile of the place, someone's asking you if you want help. It's just, you know, I just can't. I'm just like, no, I'm capable of asking for help.
You do the same thing in hospital, right?
No, I want help in there. Don't worry about that.
Fuck off. I'll let you know if I need it. Then you're just in the chair, passed out.
Yeah, Michael Myers says, yeah, they always do it at least once in restaurants. Everything is fine, you know. Yeah, I don't check in on me. I'm good.
When the glass is empty, that's your cue to refill it.
Yeah, yeah. Are you okay for time?
Yeah, let's get Michael Dammit's last super chat here. And then,
oh, has he got super chat? One second.
Yeah.
There we go.
Yeah.
Thank you, Michael. The only live stream I could not watch was your insatiable appetite stream. I couldn't finish watching it. What was that? What did we do?
Food.
Was it?
We had Seven on there.
Oh, yes.
Talk about people eating stuff. And then yeah. The only thing you said you were going to put was, what's his name from? Meaning of Life.
Oh, Mr. Creosote. Yeah. Yeah, thank you, Michael, for that. Yeah, I'm going to have to watch that again. Was it pretty bad? I can't remember now. I'd have to look at it. K-Rock the Phantom says, I thought Darren drove a Mr. Bean car. Like, this is kind of casual racism thrown around against Brits.
And I drive a pickup truck with a Confederate flag on the back, probably, listening to Tennessee Whiskey.
Brandon says, I thought the British government issues all citizens at Aston Martin on their 21st birthday. Yeah, they do. They do.
Just like Iran gives a 10-year-old his first AK-47.
Michael Myers is funeral directors and barbers, everything a growing man needs. Exactly.
Right next to each other.
And the Midnight Woodsman says, it's true, Brandon, but we're not allowed to use the gadgets until we're 25.
Oh,
there we go.
Dustin Pritchard, fucking mouth breathers. Yeah, oh. Andrew, I'd be good. I'd be down to doing that. The best and worst of Victoria's Secret. Could you imagine me like Merv Griffin going up and going, ooh, the silk and content of this panty, you know, you just real soft. And then just people just.
Sebastian says, Darren doesn't call 911. 911 calls him. Actually, it's called 999 over here, actually, I think. Because I've never used it. No, I have used it. It's difficult to find that number because they don't put it in the phone book anymore. That's how posh we are.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, that'll be it.
I know mouthful of food. Is everything okay? Should spit it? Yes, it's fine. Thank you. Oh, yeah. We're talking about Mr. Chris over here. He's a wafer thin mincer. Chantel says, I'm the same, Darren. I order everything online. Yeah, shops suck, don't they?
Clothes are terrible to order online, though.
I don't like the whole, you know, some people really like to be pampered and like that whole experience and stuff like that. I'm just like, no, mind your own business. I'll let you know if I need any help. What else have we got here? When Darren puts on the turtleneck, the entire United Kingdom starts ovulating. Oh, dear.
Time to ring him out, Darren.
Behave yourself, Jet. Come on. That's what Frank's side project's going to be all about.
The best, the worst of ovulating?
No. Your favorite nude scenes.
Oh, no. Chad's the best at that. I couldn't even touch that.
Chad Prosser had forgotten. What was it? No, it wasn't. It was For All Things Horror, his channel. He didn't care about doing things like that.
Fucking Mike Myers. Man, we're so posh in the UK. We used to be able to call a service that told us the time.
We did. We had a... It's true. There was a speaking clock. So what you would do is if you had, like, if your watch had stopped, you could ring a number on the phone and a recorded message would tell you the exact time. So you could set your watch. And
Jamie Lee Curtis's voice. 6 o'clock. No,
that's so true. I can't believe
curfew.
Good shout, Michael Myers. That I'd forgotten all about that. How cool. What are you going to do?
Darling, can you call the woman on the other line and just what kind of time it is for tea? And I just want to make sure we're off to bed. And remember, no stuff, no funny business, because we sleep in separate beds.
it's getting better, Frank.
I pull my wanker through the hole in my pajamas because I can't take all this off.
Pull my wanker?
Would you be a good fellow and let me know what time it is on the morn?
It's time to go.
It is. That last British note. Listen, we want to thank everybody here. You know, 500 episodes in. It's small to some, big for others. But for us, it's a milestone, and it's because you guys made it a milestone.
Yeah, thank you.
It's your 500th episode.
Yeah, thank you all for your support. It does stagger us how tight this community that we have has got now, and for a small channel like ours to be, you know, to have earlier on there was 100 people in here watching. It's just amazing, and it blows our mind every time. We're so privileged to have you guys support us in this way. And as long as you're there, we'll continue to keep churning out content for you.
Yep. We're here for you guys whenever you need Darren.
So coming up, we have Return of the Living Dead. Thank you, Frank. We have Return of the Living Dead 3 we're going to do this weekend. And It Follows, because I really want to get stuck into my new box set. And then we'll try, maybe if we get time, maybe Friday we'll do a quick live episode as well. I have some ideas for that.
Yeah. So, and if I go see a movie, I'll let you guys what I know. Think either Monkey Man or The First Omen. Something tells me The First Omen's going to be streaming 2 weeks after it opens. Anyway,
or Neverending Story.
Yeah. Oh God. That's going to be a list. All right, everybody. As always, stick to the roads.
And the best of luck.
We'll see you soon. Thank you very much, guys.
Bye-bye. Bye.